10 dumbest Pokemon.
Chris, it's like a Mimikyu or something like that.
Mimikyu.
So it's a creepy as hell. It pretends to be a Pikachu, so people will like it.
It's a ghost, and it puts on a Pikachu costume.
But would you see that and be like, oh, it's a Pikachu? I would see that and be like, whoa, let's get the f*** out of here.
All right, what's up, everybody? This is Fox Mickey.
And CJ Cosmo.
This is the PokeWorld Podcast.
Podcast hosted by two guys who are probably too old to be talking about Pokemon.
So this is a special episode. This is our first live stream on Twitch. Check us out on Twitch. Just search Fox Mickey. You'll find us. And we have a special guest with us today on our first live stream. This is Donnie. Donnie, how's it going, my friend?
Good. Thanks for having me. Appreciate being on the show.
Thanks for coming, man.
Of course, CJ. Pleasure.
Donnie is a Pokemaniac, just like us. And we were excited to have him
on. Love the Pokey.
He's actually the one guy that I think might know more about Pokemon than Fox here.
Oh, fighting words.
I'm not sure about that, but...
I know. That's why I didn't make you say it. I said it.
fighting words. Yeah.
Different skill sets, like different Pokemon.
Yeah. So we have... The reason we brought Donnie on today, we have frequently played Pokemon Stadium 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Avid Pokemon Stadium players to this day.
Stadium.
We love Pokemon Stadium. And our conversation today is, why the hell is there not a new Pokemon Stadium?
Yeah.
I know, I've seen all the threads. I know that people are asking the same question. Why is there not a new Pokemon Stadium? Why do you guys think? Let's start there.
I mean, I guess they don't think there's money in it, is the simple answer to me. Like, because they're cranking out game after freaking game, man.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's got to be development versus how much they're going to make. But I feel like if people play Pokemon, they're going to buy a Pokemon game.
Okay, so what made Pokemon Stadium stand out?
Animations.
It was the animations. You were able to put your Game Boy game onto the big screen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you upload them onto it. And then you play with your friends all on one console right there.
And you could sort your items.
And then, like, at that time, like, the Game Boy Pokemon were so lame. Uh-huh. Like, when you could transfer them to the screen, you're like, oh my god. It's like a real Pokemon.
It was a big deal. Like, it was a big deal when like, Raichu was on the screen.
Yeah, because the animations on the original Game Boy Blue and Red, like, there were these, like, wimpy-ass, like, stuff. And then you go onto the screen, and it's like, holy, you know, you're almost like the animation. Yeah, it was like, it was a whole different world. But now... The animations in the new games are pretty freaking good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pokemon's... It's almost like Pokemon, like in the Scarlet. It's similar in like the style of like the original Pokemon Stadium. Like the battle scenes.
Yeah.
But there's still something missing like in this Pokemon Stadium development.
Right. Well, we know, to CJ's point, we know that Pokemon Stadium 1... sold over 4 million copies.
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon Stadium 2, which came out in 2000, sold 1 million. So Nintendo was like, wow, sales suck for this game.
Mm-hmm.
We dropped by 3 million copies.
I mean, on paper, that's a lot.
On paper, they're like, we should allocate our time to something else that's selling more.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense. Yeah. But you've had so much expansion in the Pokemon world, and I think it makes sense... I would certainly buy a new Pokemon Stadium with all the new Pokemon that are out there. Would you guys buy a new Pokemon Stadium?
Yeah, I think that would be fun if you were to bring over your Switch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, bring over the Switch to some of your friend's house. And you could download the Pokemon, like the Pokemon you caught up right there onto the system. So you're sitting side by side and now you're battling. I mean, I guess you could have it where you keep, if you have your Switch... In their Switch, it would all show up on one big TV anyway.
Yeah.
I guess there's still ways to do it.
Yeah.
So I guess all the features, just the mini games.
The mini games. That's where.
The mini games.
So we have to start. We have to start.
So great.
We have to start on the mini games.
Yeah.
I love the mini games. That's why we play the mini games.
Yeah.
We have it's many a drinking game. One of them is to the mini game.
It all
I
comes
love
to mini games.
The mini games. That's all I play. Let's start with CJ, Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with you, CJ. Favorite Pokemon Stadium game?
You guys played it earlier. It's definitely the Ekans one, man.
Stuff?
Yeah, man. You guys were playing it earlier, and I was like, that's the only game I was like, ooh, I want to see who wins.
you like the Ekans ring toss?
Ekans ring toss.
Maybe I just have a thing for tossing rings or tossing snakes. I don't know what it is. It's a good time for me.
Yeah.
Especially the gold Diglett. Respect. Like, the gold Diglett pops gold up, and everybody's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, because everyone forces to do it.
I got to go for the gold Diglett.
I mean, that's the thing. You'll get the gold, and, you know, I think, what's it, it's worth 3-1?
Yeah, 3-1 on the gold ones.
Yeah, so to get the gold, I mean, that's what it is. Yeah. It's going to get you that gold. So.
Is that your favorite game?
The W.
Yeah, right? got me the W. The ring toss was, I got that one gold, boost me over the top, got me that 7. I'm sure there's people that got, like, 13-11. But for an amateur, you know, I was pretty happy with my 7, man.
What is your favorite, Donnie?
On the OG one.
Pokemon 1 or Pokemon 2? Pokemon Stadium 1 or 2.
Okay, for the second one when we were playing, that's a good question.
I personally I'll go with Clefairy, Simon Says.
Love the Simon Says one.
Clefairy!
That
you
one
guys
makes you think.
Like that?
That one makes I you like think. Simon Says. That's the hardest one, I think.
That is literally the one I hate the most.
That one's...
I will never play it. I will skip it, and in the random stuff, I'm just begrudgingly play that shit.
I'll just kick you off the show, so.
Yeah. Try.
I'm not, you're entitled to your own opinions, how dumb they are.
Seriously.
I know.
I'd be curious.
No, that one's very difficult, and I understand why that one's frustrating.
Let me throw
it's
out.
It's so frustrating. It's the Clefairy.
The
sound is what bothers me.
So in the last podcast that we had,
you're right.
We were talking about Pika Pika and how people hate the sound of Pika Pika.
It was annoying.
And you said you found that comforting.
Yes.
But you hate the Clefairy.
Yeah.
Interesting. We'll throw out the disclaimer on this one. Go follow us on Twitter. We're at the Pokemon Pod.
X.
On X, I guess. Now we're on Pokemon Pod, at the Pokemon Pod. Tell us your most favorite game on the stadium and how wrong CJ is about his Clefairy take here.
Clefairy take was tough.
I think all the feedback's going to be like, I can't believe you like that freaking game, Fox.
I don't think that one.
Okay, second favorite, because I got to know what else you like on there. Because that one I don't even think about.
The original one, I always like the sushi one, the Lickitung one.
Oh, I do, yeah.
Lickitung.
Yeah, because it just felt like there was some skill to it, but also just kind of randomness, which came closest to you.
Hey, do you like the spicy
bowl?
I got freaked out.
Oh, it just seemed wild and stupid. And they like moved pretty fast. It was like, the controls are pretty dynamic compared to the other ones. Like, the Hardened one was just like, bah, 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 you know, it's just an A-tap.
Yeah, with the Metapod and the Kakuna.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. Like, it's not too bad. A Rattata one's pretty fun when you run fast.
Run, Rattata, run.
Yeah, but it's still just kind of like a go A-B game, which are great too. And, you know, I like, you know, like with the hurdles, kind of make it a fun challenge. It really
that one's
out.
Similar. The Lickitung
one. I do really like the Rattata game.
The Lickitung one is similar to the Delibird one on Stadium 2, where you have to go and get all the presents or whatever. It's kind of similar, and you have to do like the piano or whatever.
Yeah, no, I think the second one they brought back was like the best part about the game was they brought back good mini games.
Yeah.
Like, what if they did like some sort of Pokemon game? I don't know, like a Mario Party with the mini games or Pokemon oriented. It doesn't have to be Mario Party per se, but something where the main aspect of the game is the mini games.
That would be super fun.
Yeah.
I would love it.
Yeah, right?
So that's why we're saying they need to bring back Pokemon Stadium 3 and why I think it would be a giant success. Because you have the mini games, in and of itself, I'd buy that game.
Yeah.
Make a game of the mini games.
Yeah, exactly.
Not just like collecting coins or whatever.
Yeah.
But make a game of the mini games. You could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we were talking about earlier how we think. So they have obviously like the competitions and, you know, like official Pokemon competitions and like fighting battles and stuff. They also have the card
game.
Right, they have these official like games. But for the average Joe, playing as Pokemon on the Switch. Uh-huh. They don't really have, like, competing against other people in rankings and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't really exist for someone just playing Scarlet.
Yeah.
So, like, if you made a Pokemon Stadium 3 and you could incorporate your guys and battle real people and, like, get a world ranking, yeah, like Ash in the Coronation series.
So this is really a spot where you're bringing the whole Pokemon community together. You can bring your Pokemon out there. You have a battle, like, 3v3, 6v6, however you want to set it. Yeah. And it just gets really popular.
In order to be good in that, you'd have to have all level 100 Pokemon.
I mean, essentially, everyone gets your Pokemon up to level 100, and that's the hope free fall. But it's that same thing, the different cups. Up to level 50 cup, up to level 100 cup, PB cup up to level 25 cup. Exactly. That way you could use, like, basic Pokemon up to a level 10 cup.
So you could play right off the bat.
And that way you could have a Rattata and play with, like, Gust with Pidgey. And you know what I mean? It would be kind of an interesting, fun, like, different thing. So, mm-hmm. like, if your favorite Pokemon is, like a Caterpie, you can go out there and play with Caterpie and still be really competitive, be the best up to level 10 person there is, or right. 9 and under, I guess, you know?
Yep. You could make a real-life Elite Four.
You could do a real-life Pokemon League.
Yeah.
Just like, so,
that's very, yeah.
in Pokemon Journeys, mm-hmm. in the latest mm-hmm. anime series, Pokemon Journeys, Ash, he's not fighting gyms, he's part of the Coronation series, mm-hmm. where you just get battles on your phone and you fight people and then you get ranked in the world, mm-hmm. in all of the regions.
Yeah.
It would be like that. Yeah. But in that region, in that series, you also have members of the Elite Fours who are in that. Mm-hmm. Like, they're in the top 10 and they're in the Master Class. So there would be like a Master Class tournament, just like you're making a real life Coronation series. Mm-hmm. And you have a series, like, you can do as many battles as you want, you get ranked throughout the year. But every October 1st is the start of the tournament. Mm-hmm. And then that's why you should make Pokemon Stadium 3.
You can have the legit four real people.
Yeah, well, that's what it is.
Like, legit, so you have these initial tournaments, a bunch of initial tournaments, and then you get that, and you have your four winners, and that's your Elite Four. And that's what people do. They fight in these tournaments to go fight these four people. Mm-hmm. See, these four people basically defend their belts.
Yeah, and then so pretty much you have to win those four or five straight battles with a champion to become a champion itself. And if you do that,
you can enter the tournament.
Yeah, but then
Nintendo. I hope the developers at Nintendo are listening to this, because this is gold.
Yeah,
like, people would buy that. They would train their team.
Yep.
You become accustomed to your team and you grow to bond with them more because you know you're trying to win. Mm-hmm. Just like Ash in the series, you're just trying to win, mm-hmm. become number one.
And it gives you something more outside of the game, because outside of the game, you know, like, you're just beating these four people.
There would be one person in the world crowned a champion. You'd have to beat four Elite Four members who are legit people that you're fighting. Like, it schedules a battle for you. It's like, I'm battling Fox Mickey on January 12th. He's trying to get into the Master Class, and you're battling him on Pokemon Stadium 3. Well, I think
that these four people, like, you do some sort of tournament ranking, you get these four people, right? They get paid, like, they're professionals for the company. They can pay, like, a salaried employee for Nintendo that around.
Like Fortnite.
Mainly, you're entering, like for the most part, the regular people were just having these battles, and we're getting, like, these, like, kind of small things to, like, earn up a ranking. And I think at the end of the year, there's, like, these final big tournaments after the top, like, 50, 100 people who are ranked, they go to this big tournament to go and face the Elite Four, and if they win, they're a new champion, and they're a new member of Elite Four, kicks out the most senior member because, you know, their time is up.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of goes like that, and then every year you find a new champion, and they, you know.
I would love that.
There's no new champion, you're the only Elite Four set.
Yeah, you've got, like, I like the idea of one person being the ultimate champion, mm-hmm. because if everyone... Because you can only get your Pokemon to level 100, mm-hmm. right?
So who's the best?
Who's the best? Because they'll all be level 100s. Mm-hmm. Who's the best Pokemon trainer in the world?
With their team. Yeah.
Who's assembled the best team?
Yeah.
You can have, you can be all dragon types, uh-huh. or all fighting types or whatever. You can have your array of teams.
Is legendary Pokemon, can you do legendary Pokemon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, it would make it like real life, what happens in the Pokemon anime.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be like real life. Mm-hmm. But then also you'd have the Pokemon mini games.
And then you also have the mini games. You also have some sort of mini game worlds. That's all about
We have just pitched the perfect Pokemon game.
Yeah.
I have ideas on other Pokemon games that we'll talk about in future episodes, but Nintendo, I hope you're listening, because that's a damn
This is
game.
The direction that they should be headed.
And the money is worth it. It's worth spending the money.
Well, if you're going to pay $70 for a game, there'd be millions of people.
Look at Sony.
It's
look
nostalgia.
Look at Microsoft.
So you just call Pokemon Stadium 3, slap a label on it, have like an actual real good idea where it's like mini games and big tournaments that you download all your Pokemon onto and you can battle everybody internationally.
And anyone, it's not hard to get into it. It's not like I have to Google how to get into these Pokemon tournaments or like if you want to get into a Pokemon card game, you have to like, there's entrance fees and there's like, and you have to travel. No, it's just like you're on your Switch and you buy a game and now you're a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're part of the world and you can compete.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. To become the master. You can work, you can spend as much time as you want and you can become a Pokemon master.
Do you remember the board game? The old board game, Pokemon board game, from like a long time ago?
Yeah.
Imagine you take that kind of concept where you have to go around the board and you collect the Pokemon, evolve them, and beat the Elite Four. You put electronic, so it's more like new age, you know, like oriented. And then you add an element of these mini games and kind of ripping off Mario Party, but like still, you take that board game, you put on the mini games, you flash them together to something modern and new wave, and voila, you have this beautiful game.
Well, I mean, they'd only be ripping off themselves, so
I would buy.
Oh, exactly. It's on Nintendo.
No, like Pokemon Party.
Pokemon Party.
See, now
Pokemon
you're
making Pokemon Party.
Even make it a spoof off Mario Party.
Yeah,
like you
know,
they don't have to create
Mario Party.
They own it all. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're talking about. So I think they would do it in two games. They would do Pokemon Party, and then they would do. If we're talking about like the whole series, like we're talking about with. You import your guys, and there's a whole, like...
Yeah, so, like...
It'd be different games.
I know.
Then you'd
like,
have the mini games, and then that board game. At least that's what I thought.
I know.
It would be that.
It wouldn't become Pokemon Stadium 3. Yeah. It would be, like, two games.
Yeah,
I know.
An offshoot
of
Pokemon Stadium 3.
You could still do both. I know that we have mini games in both of them. I'm just saying, like, maybe the... Maybe it's just one big game. Maybe this is Pokemon Stadium 3, and the board game part is a new feature that's in it.
Just one of the little, like...
Oh, yeah, so you move around like
yeah,
the stadium.
It's
and
like,
adjust.
Yeah, but it's like the game is two main big elements. It's the stadium part and the board game mini game part.
Yeah.
And within the mini game part, you could go to just play the mini game and skip the whole board game if you want. Or you could play the board game. And the board game's, you know. So you,
I'd pay $100
yeah,
for that.
And then there's the whole stadium.
And then
part
the mini games just apply to the board game. So it's the
exactly.
Mini games.
Yeah, so it's all just this one big Pokemon Stadium 3 still. In the board game half, board game world, where you just do the mini game world if you really go deep into it, or the board game, or the stadium world where you're doing it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll keep repeating myself. But boom, there it is. That's a really good game. And that one you pay a little extra for.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Don't feel bad. I repeat myself on this podcast all the time.
No, so I think we're in a good spot. I think that this is a really good game. I think that this is what Nintendo's got to jump on. So, you know, if there's a Nintendo person out there listening, just, you know, if you hear from us.
Do it.
Just do it. I'm not even asking for the credit. I mean, a little maybe a dollar here or there wouldn't be that bad, but, like, just do it. I just want to play it and give the money to the developers because they're the ones who deserve it.
So,
anyways,
let's wrap this thing up. Let's do a Pokemon quiz.
Pokemon
Let me do,
ID
I've got one quiz question for you guys,
like
for both of you.
Yeah, okay.
You can tag team the answer. All
right.
So we can discuss? It's not like a
you
buzzer
can,
type thing?
No, you can discuss it. Okay.
Okay.
There are 8 evolutions of Eevee that exist.
You have to name all 8?
Name the 8. You can tag team it.
We got Jolteon.
Flareon.
Vaporeon.
Espeon.
Espeon.
Umbreon.
Those are the first. Oh, Umbreon. I do remember Umbreon.
Yep.
We need 3 more, and they're all next gen down.
It's
and
the ice
you
one.
Know I'm not going to.
I know it's like an ice one.
This is where I'm counting on you. I had Jolteon and Flareon.
There's an ice, a leaf, and a fairy type that you're missing.
No, I think I've seen the leaf one. I can't think about what the hell it was called, though.
Ice one, Glaceon.
Glaceon.
So we got 2 more. Sean gave us 1.
I'll give you the fairy one, too. And
no,
you guys...
no, no.
Okay.
We get 3 to 5 seconds.
Fairy one, I've never...
I guarantee you I'll get the fairy one.
Floatyon.
No.
Galacteon.
That's better than Floatyon.
That is actually a cool name for a Pokemon. Yeah. Make that like the ghost version of... Make that the ninth evolution.
They haven't done Galacteon.
Ooh, ghost
Galacteon.
A ghost version of Eevee.
Yeah.
Ghost dog. Ghost dog. I mean, how much effort are they really putting into these new like naming and animations of them?
I don't know. Umbreon.
You know they're going them.
Umbreon. What is Umbreon?
Umbreon's dark type.
Umbre. Is that supposed to be like some sort of reference?
I don't know. That's what it is.
It probably has some
you know, favor, flair.
Yeah, because Espeon makes sense. That's a pretty good one.
ESP. Yeah, ESP.
Yeah.
I'm sure Umbreon. Umbridge.
Umbridge.
I don't know what that word means. You're the English major.
Well, I mean, Umbridge is the name of the professor in Harry Potter, but
that's... I knew you would go to Harry Potter. This is not a Harry Potter podcast.
I'm sorry, that's her name, and that's the most notable form of that word that I know.
Yeah, I don't know. Umbridge. I'm sure it's based on Umbridge.
Umbridge is a name,
yes.
Not a word.
Yes. So you have three left. I gave you Glaceon, so you have two left.
The fairy one?
Fairy one.
Wait, you didn't give us the fairy. You're going to give us the fairy one. We tried.
The fairy one is Sylveon.
Sylveon?
Sylveon.
Lame.
Galacteon.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool looking Pokemon, by the way.
Sylveon.
Yeah. Love Sylveon. Yeah.
And then the other one. Wait, Silver. What was the one you heard? Oh, you had Espeon.
Are they Sylveon?
The other one is Leaf.
Leaf. Grass. Leaf.
Grassion. No.
What are they called?
Don't get too complicated with Leafeon. This. It's a Leaf Pokemon.
Leafeon.
It's Leafeon.
No way.
Yeah, it's Leafeon. Those are they.
Leafeon. You know what? For once, we were doing the sounds last episode, and it just was like way off, you know? Like, I was like, this is how Electabuzz would sound if Electabuzz made a noise in real life.
Buzz.
You know what? It's very satisfying for me to say something. Leafeon. It makes sense, and it's correct.
That brings us to the end of this episode. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into the PokeWorld podcast. Follow us on Twitch for our listeners on the podcast. Make sure you check us out on Twitch. We'll live stream all of our future episodes. Check us out on Twitter at the PokeWorld Pod. Any final thoughts, guys?
Keep loving Pokemon, and let's hope for that new Pokemon Stadium game.
That will never come. Unless someone from Nintendo were sparking their brains. Final thoughts from our special guest, Donnie.
If you ever see a Snorlax beanbag chair, buy it. Sounds really nice. So, thank you.
Golf clap.
Golf clap for you,
well
sir.
Done.
That was
well done.
Debatably one of the best sign-offs I've ever heard.
Peace out, guys. Thank you so much.